At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The first bit of federal disaster aid is just now reaching Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, and Congress is already working on a second Harvey relief package, which could be ready as early as next month. Senator John Cornyn said the disaster relief so far is the most focused response he's seen from the federal government, but it's still only a down payment.
My expectation would be that we will do another one sometime in October, but it may well be that there are multiple appropriations to deal with Hurricane Harvey relief, including but not limited to also the end of the year omnibus appropriation bill.
The first package of more than $15 billion for disaster relief will help victims of Harvey, as well as those affected by Hurricane Irma in the southeast and by wildfires in Southern California. Early estimates put the bill for Harvey's damage alone at roughly $200 billion. The Dallas City Council has rejected a ban on taxpayer-funded trips to North Carolina and official dealings with businesses in the state. The Dallas Morning News reports council members Philip Kingston, Adam Medrano, Mark Clayton, and Omar Nevaez placed the resolution on the agenda to punish the state for, quote, still discriminating against the transgender community. North Carolina has partially repealed a law requiring transgender people to use a bathroom that corresponded to their gender at birth, but the law still prohibits cities from enacting LGBT protections until 2020. That resolution failed on the Dallas City Council 8-7. Several were concerned about threatening the city's relationship with its Charlotte-based banker, Bank of America. Others felt it wasn't fair to punish the city of Charlotte because of actions by the North Carolina State Legislature. Cynthia and Alan Mundell of Dallas have been married for nearly 48 years, and for most of that time, they've made films together. A retrospective of their documentaries airs tonight on KERA-TV, and they sit down to talk about their partnership on this week's edition of The Big Screen.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. Chris Wagner is out today. My guests are Alan Mundell and Cynthia Salzman Mundell. A retrospective of their work airs tonight on KERA as part of the Frame of Mind series. Cynthia, Alan, thanks for being here.
Hi.
It's a pleasure.
Tonight's episode of Frame of Mind looks at your 40-year partnership as filmmakers, a partnership that's produced some 40 films. And you've covered some really weighty issues in that time, things like drug abuse and poverty and anti-Semitism and gun violence and suicide. When you decide to take on one of these topics, what do you hope to contribute or accomplish with the film that you're making?
When we first got together to make films together, we felt it wasn't just a matter of producing the film. We felt like we also wanted to have some control over being able to distribute it and making sure that that film got into the hands of people who could benefit from it. If it's about divorce, then it gets into the hands. In this case, it would have been in Congress. We felt it was important that laws be considered. If it's mental health, then get it into the hands of people who can use the films to help others.
There's a story behind every film, and I think we're attracted to films that we can look at an issue and personalize it, and that it would affect some sort of social change.
You all have also made a number of films about Dallas. Beauty and the Bricks visited a West Dallas housing project. Of course, A Fair to Remember looks at the history of the State Fair of Texas. Neither of you are originally from Dallas, and I wonder if you feel like you bonded with the city by making films about it.
As far as Dallas, I mean, we really do love Dallas, and we really have a commitment to Dallas, and I think we would have a commitment to anywhere that we live, because that's the kind of people we are. We always look at every subject matter in a very different way, because if you look at our films, they have different styles for different films, because we're trying to present a story in a way that that subject matter would resonate with the people who will see it.
Jewish identity is another theme that's run through several of your films. What have you all personally taken away from making these films that are in some way part of your own identity?
With doing Jewish films, it's like, for us, it's when we're researching, it's like talking to people who you don't know, but you also feel very familiar with, because, you know, you're going and you're visiting people in their homes and they're eating the same kinds of food that you grew up with. And you talk a certain way, and it's a whole different language. I think all of our films have a Jewish soul to them, but the films that we've done have very different issues. When you think of West of Hester Street, it's about immigration. But when you think of The Monster Among Us, it's about anti-Semitism.
You all have each made films that you've been connected to individually. Cynthia, you made a film about your dad and Parkinson's disease. Alan, you made a film about your time in the Peace Corps. Is it different when you're making a movie that you have some actual firsthand personal connection to?
I would say yes.
How so?
Well, for instance, I was in the Peace Corps in the early 60s. I was a teacher in West Africa. And for me, it was kind of calling on people from around the country who had been volunteers to send me their stories and what they had experienced while they were in the Peace Corps. And at the same time, and I think what even made it more powerful film for me, is I made sure that it wasn't just about the letters, the emails, the diaries that they kept that we showed, but it was also about four former Peace Corps volunteers who today are still trying to make a difference. That's, I think, what we've done. What we very much have tried to do is make a difference in the lives of people with our films.
Well, Cynthia and Alan Mundell, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Frame of Mind airs tonight at 10 on KERA-TV. Today, by the way, is North Texas Giving Day. You can make a gift to KERA and support the news you count on for Morning Edition by visiting northtexasgivingday.org. In the forecast, nice day ahead, sunny skies, a high near 95, so a bit warmer than it has been of late. Overnight low around 73, mostly clear skies then, mostly cloudy tomorrow, but it turns sunny later on with a high near 94. It's 71 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth, 63 in Wichita Falls, and 64 degrees in Tyler.